Kaylin, if you could come forward. Kaylin and Vaughn have been coming here for, I guess, can you guys believe it's almost been a year since we had our first service? That's kind of crazy. Kaylin's been coming here with her husband Vaughn, and she's going to share a spoken word about where we are in the context of that. So let's give her our full attention.
Today, we will clean up the streets and give our kids lunch to eat, but the real feat is to not retreat from proclaiming peace when the cameras peace out. We must still shout for righteousness and justice, for the windows that are busted and the police that are cussed at. We must continue to act, mentor, pray, serve, clean, be the hands and feet of the one who calls us to see with his eyes and have love for all lives. Baltimore, it's time for us to rise up and defeat the lies of the media and the enemy who want us to flee, pack up our resources and leave. Prioritize safety over the city's needs, but we choose to stay and we choose to pray. We choose to make peace. And quiet streets do not equal peace. The anger still boils beneath silenced mouths and corralled crowds, 10 p.m. bound in the house. That's not peace. It's prison, a box to live in, little freedom given, potential kept hidden. We can't listen to oppressed voices with this kind of peace. So release the captives. Peace is not passive. It's active. It's not a magic bomb used to quickly calm the burn of generations of hurt. The wounds can't just be soothed and made better, easily glued back together. Shallow understanding produces tiny band-aids. The quick fix will always miss the mark, leaving another scar in an already bruised arm. These fixes don't make peace, they break peace. Peace is more than the absence of violence, streets filled with silence, a night without riots. We need peace that's shalom, everything made whole. And when the world is as it should be, living peacefully is just a piece of the vision for community. The whole picture is much bigger and greater than just peace. What shalom means is to be whole, a divine overflow of resources, justice, and hope. Shalom isn't just disaster relief or marching in the streets, contributing to news feeds, but addressing real deep historic needs. Even though these are noble deeds, it's just the planting of seeds. We need to sustainably grow trees, commit our lives to seeking shalom by listening, lamenting, and learning, standing beside the hurting, declaring black lives are worthy when society says they aren't deserving. We must be open to learning what might be contradictory to what we learn in history through systemic educational trickery that leaves the facts on the periphery until the lies we read are defied by the truth. We must listen to oppressed voices as more than just noises easily voided and cast aside, but stories that bring the statistics to life. And we can't forget to take the time to lament and cry beside the communities who have lost lives. Shalom won't come overnight. Justice isn't just an indictment. Righteousness isn't just finding enlightenment. There's so much more for us to hope for than simply cordial rapport. Shalom is wholeness, fullness, goodness, Jesus. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Yeah.